Truth with Rich and sometimes Larry. On today's show, Larry did call, and he gave us some crazy, let's put it this way, I've been pissed for about 2-3 days right now. It's unbelievable, and I don't want to believe it, and I hope it's not true. But apparently we're going to find out around the 27th of February. This is from the Epoch Times, Inspired Newsroom, U.S. to sign over sovereignty to the World Health Organization. After hearing this, I'm just in disbelief, and I can't believe our current American government would even consider anything remotely. But I want you to make up your minds and have a listen, see what you think.
For an emergency broadcast, attention, this is not a drill. This is not exaggeration. This is not a screaming headline. There is a coup d'etat underway in the United States and across the world. And we have been conditioned and trained to believe and think that the invasion of a country and the takeover of foreign territory can only happen through war. This is happening through treaties and fundamentally through treason by our nation and other nations around the world. We have warned about this. We have talked about this. It is now happening as we speak. The Biden administration is negotiating a deal to give WHO authority over U.S. pandemic policies. New international health accord avoids necessary Senate approval. Okay, we have reported on this months ago when they negotiated the draft and the framework of this new pandemic treaty. I will run you through this article, but let me just give you a quick overview. For the first time in the world's history, if this goes through as planned, 194 nations on February 27th will sign over their national sovereignty to an unelected private body, basically a private body. The World Health Organization is basically a private body. It's not a nation. We don't elect its board. We don't elect its chief executive officer. We have no oversight. On February 27th, they plan to sign sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. This is basically a world government coming in through the back door. No war, not in the classic sense. So let me run you through this article here. Again, this is not a drill. Please take this seriously. I will explain why. The Biden administration is preparing to sign up the United States to a legally binding accord with the World Health Organization that would give the Geneva-based UN subsidiary the authority to dictate America's policies during a pandemic. Okay, let's go on here. Please stay focused. These discussions and others spawned the zero draft of a pandemic treaty published on February 1st, which now seeks ratification by all 194 WHO member states. A meeting of the WHO's intergovernmental negotiating body is scheduled for February 27 to work out the final terms, which all members will then sign. Written under the banner of the World Together Equitably, the Zero Draft grants the WHO power to declare and manage a global pandemic emergency. Once a health emergency is declared, all signatories, including the United States, would submit to the authority of the WHO regarding treatments, government regulations such as lockdowns and vaccine mandates, global supply chains, and monitoring and surveillance of populations. Now, you have to hear this and comprehend this for what this is. This is a UN worldwide takeover. It gives the WHO the authority to declare a pandemic, declare a public health emergency. They can declare it on their own accord and then manage it. And they basically get authority over all of the nation's responses. The United States today, on February 20th, 2023, is still under the COVID national emergency 3 years later. This would mean in turn that the WHO would have complete authority basically over public life and private life of the United States for 3 years, or however long they deem necessary. Please understand that this is a coup d'etat. This is not just a treaty. This is not just some sort of agreement where we're going to work together. This is a legally binding contract that circumvents our governing bodies, that circumvents Congress, because it is effective immediately upon signature, which is completely unconstitutional, but we'll get into that. They want to see a centralized vaccine and medication-based response and a very restrictive response in terms of controlling populations. David Bedd, a public health physician and former WHO staffer specializing in epidemic policy, told the Epoch Times. They get to decide what is a health emergency, and they're putting in place a surveillance mechanism that will ensure that there are potential emergencies to declare. Listen closely. The WHO pandemic treaty is part of a two-track effort coinciding with an initiative by the World Health Assembly to create new global pandemic regulations that would also supersede the laws of member states. The WHA is the rulemaking body of the WHO, comprised of representatives from the member states. Circumventing America's Constitution, we got to get into this too. A key question surrounding the accord is whether the Biden administration can bind America to treaties and agreements without the consent of the U.S. Senate, which is required under the Constitution. The zero draft concedes that per international law, treaties between countries must be ratified by national legislatures, thus respecting the right of their citizens to consent. However, the draft also includes a clause that the accord will go into effect on a provisional basis as soon as it is signed by delegates to WHO, and therefore it will be legally binding on members without being ratified by legislatures, which basically means they're going to sign this and there's nothing you can do about it, and it's going to go provisionally into effect until it goes through the processes, which can take years. It will be in effect. This is the kind of code red alert emergency that we're being distracted from with all the other stuff that's going on. This is the one thing. If you have lived through the past 3 years, if you have just a little bit of memory, you know what that means. This is COVID pandemic response on steroids. Take the worst country with the worst lockdowns, the worst mandates, the strictest treatment of the people, beating, locking them up, putting them in concentration camps. That's going to be the course of action. Well, who funds the WHO? Yes, the member states. Who's the second largest donor of the WHO? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. China on its heels. Do you know what that means? This is a coup d'etat. You can't name it anything else. Don't underestimate the power of what this means. They can declare a pandemic over anything. And the WHO has a horrific track record of alleged crimes against humanity. I encourage you to watch Dr. Andy Kaufman, Dr. Andy Wakefield movies. Just his recent one, Infertility. Go watch it. See what these programs do around the world. The call to action is first and foremost here. You have to disseminate this information immediately. Nothing matters more than this in this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing matters more than this dissemination of information within a few days, a few short days. It's February 20th. We need to get the awareness of millions and millions of people. We need to have a Project Veritas kind of, the last video that got 50 million views, that's the kind of attention that this topic needs. And we need to all be out on the streets, millions of people, making sure that this never gets signed. This is the end of any national sovereignty that might be left. And this is the kind of criminal behavior that is now normalcy in government. This is the new world order, friends. This is it. This is the moment. Not 2030, not 2040, not down the line. The new world order is here, and this is it. I've read the Constitution of the World Health Organization. I have read the governing documents. I have read the amendments that were put into place earlier last year. It doesn't say anything about your consent. Your informed opinion is appreciated. That's all. Your consent is not asked for. It doesn't show up anywhere. As a matter of fact, it says here, the organization shall enjoy in the territory of each member state such legal capacity as may be necessary for the fulfillment of its objectives and for the exercise of its functions. That's it. They claim they can have full authority for whatever they need to fulfill their objectives. There was a president not too long ago that canceled the United States membership from the WHO. It was one of the greatest moves ever made. Just like we should leave the UN and preferably NATO. But this today, I can't stress this enough. This today is the single most important thing that is happening in the world today. Forget the Ukraine for a moment. Forget Ohio. Forget the spy balloons. Forget the horrific suffering of the people in Turkey and Syria as they have had a catastrophe happen to them. For the moment, forget all of these things and focus on this one subject. If the United States signs, and your country, wherever you live, this treaty, and it goes into effect, we are effectively under the New World Order, and all it takes is to declare a pandemic by a body you have no control over. They can do it at any time, and you are then subject to their authority. Your nation must legally comply with whatever they want. Vaccine mandates, door-to-door, lockup, concentration camps, whatever they want. And now go back over the last 3 years and just watch what the WHO has called for during the last 3 years. And then go back and look at all their initiatives in Africa, the humanitarian initiatives that left people. I can't go there. I can't go there, but you can look all of that up. Please share this with absolutely everyone you know. The Mockingbird media is keeping it quiet, or they're spinning it so that you don't even know what is happening. This Epoch Times article here puts it out perfectly. This needs to be spread ASAP. Start organizing, start protesting, call your representative. I don't care what you believe about politics. I don't care what you believe about government right now. I don't care. We need to do anything we can. Call everybody. Call your governor. Block this. We need to block this. Or the New World Order is here. And trying to reverse that is damn near impossible. Thank you so much for tuning in. I can't stress this enough. This is not a drill. This is the real deal. Please, please do your part today. Thank you.
I don't even know what to say. This thing's got me so fired up, I didn't even want to put this on a podcast. But it's very important. And to anybody listening out there, we need more information on this, because this is the downfall of the United States. Just ridiculous. If this is true, and fortunately enough today, I have not seen anything on the news about this. So that leaves me to believe that it is true, because they're covering it up. They don't want anybody to know. It just has me so furious. It's not even funny on every level. We're Americans. There's no way we are free. We don't listen to other countries or other entities. It's not even a country. The World Health Organization has nothing to do with that. And the premise, you think they would be helping out health issues across the world, but apparently they're trying to be the next Gestapo and some type of communist form of government, which, again, they're not even a government. It's just a bunch of people who I thought were supposed to help the world people in health. But apparently there's a lot more to the WHO than we know. So thank you, Larry, for that one. You got me fired up, and I don't even want to talk about it, but it's very important. So please do your part. Make sure this doesn't happen, because in my mind, it will never happen, because I will never conform to the World Health Organization. They can do whatever they want, but they're not putting me in a concentration camp, and they're not making me take the jab, and they're not making me do anything that God wouldn't want us to do. So I'm going to leave it at that, but I am just fired up about this. Unbelievable. Can't even stress that enough. Thanks again, Larry. You really got me all fired up. And if you want more information on that, you need to find or look at somebody on Telegram. His name is Phil Godlewski. And apparently he has a lot more stuff to say that will just make me so angry with our government. I mean, I was one of the most patriotic persons that you could ever find. Even when in the Marine Corps, what happened? Somebody flipped a switch. I'm telling you, I'm in clown world now. I don't even know what to say or think or do. This is just nuts. So just to kind of give you to change the subject and move on, but show you how crazy everything is. We're going back to that crazy hazardous waste of a train crash in Ohio. And I have Fox News with Tucker Carlson. Going to have some guy talking about hazardous waste expert tells Tucker in Ohio that they nuked the area. It's crazy. Have a listen.
How bad is this? I mean, it does take some experience with the chemistry to really know that. Sil Caggiano is an expert in this. He's a hazardous waste authority. He says the town of East Palestine has effectively been nuked. He joins us tonight to explain what that means. So I appreciate your coming on. How do you, having spent your life assessing things like chemical spills, how do you assess the condition of East Palestine tonight?
It's very troublesome. These poor individuals, through no fault of their own, became victims of systemic failures within the transportation rail transportation system. And it manifested itself in this mushroom cloud that they had to experience in their town. One of the reasons why I made the comment about, we nuked a town with chemicals is because there was somebody from Darlington, Pennsylvania, who was videoing the cloud that had went over his property. And you could see fallout coming out of the cloud going onto his property. And I'm looking at it and I'm saying, it reminds you of one of those apocalyptic shows where the nuclear fallout's coming out. And I thought about it, and I says, well, yeah, we basically did nuke a whole town just to get a railroad going, back in service. And earlier on, I got involved in this because news media were not being told the truth. Days into this, no train consist was available. They didn't know what they had. And, that flies in the face of logic. If you're going to mitigate a problem, if you're going to have your fire department and other, responding teams take care of it, you should know what the heck you've got. And it got to the point where they were showing me pictures of train cars, the local media, and I was identifying what was in based on UNID numbers or train car numbers. And when they told me their plan, at that point you had a few cars burning. They had unmonitored hand lines there keeping the tankers cool. And then I find out that they're pulling the unmonitored hand lines keeping the tankers cool. I said, well, that's just going to cause the tanker cars to heat up, which they did. And then they announced that one was very near catastrophic failure. And I said, well, if they don't put water back on it, it's going to continue to heat up, and it's going to, what's called a blevy, and it's going to damage other containers. And then I was told, no, they're going to detonate all these cars so that doesn't happen. And I could tell you, Mr. Carlson, I've been looking at rail incidents over and over because in Youngstown, Ohio, there's three rail lines that run through our town. So as a chief and as a instructor, I trained my guys to anticipate stuff. And I would go case study after case study after case study, coming up with different scenarios just to keep it going. And I've never once in 39 years ever heard of them blowing up train cars, right, dumping all the chemicals into a trench and lighting them on fire. I was dumbfounded. Yeah. And, you know, when you lit this stuff on fire, you were creating phosgenes, you were creating hydrogen chlorides, you created this plume, and up in this plume was all the incomplete combustion products of everything that was there. Stuff, if you looked at the guy's video, stuff is precipitating down into people's property. You know, there's a lot of questions, and the answers came slow. And, you know, first you get, well, now we found vinyl chlorides in the water. Well, yeah, no joke. You're going to find that, it seemed like everything was drips and dribbles instead of, one of the things I learned is you tell the truth, you tell it all, you tell it first, and you tell them how you're going to solve the problem. And none of that was forthcoming. And I began to worry about, what the end result with this was going to be. They had evacuated 1 mile, and I was telling the media they better do like 1.5, 2 miles. Well, subsequently after that, they went to 2 miles. And then within a few minutes, they were bringing everybody back. And that was pretty much just in time to open up the rails. And there was no testing. There's got to be some plan going forward in this cleanup and recovery to test.
Yeah. I mean, if you find asbestos in your building, you contain and remove it. You don't blow it into the next county. It just seems self-evidently insane. Syl, I appreciate your coming on tonight. That was really, really interesting and sad. Thank you.
What is going on? This is just against science. Emergency reactions to things. I was in the fire department, and I've been trained in chemical exposures. And one of the first things they tell you is you don't want heat or fire because it changes things, makes things worse. So what happened? Why hasn't the government done more for this? Why aren't they helping the people in Ohio? How come it takes a past president to come down and give them water and McDonald's to help make it a little better? Which, that's different on its own level. But where's Biden? Oh, that's right. He went to the Ukraine to give billions away to a non-democratic country that has more malfeasance than you could shake a stick at. I mean, it's what is going on with this country? We're not taking care of our own people in Ohio. That is absolutely horrible. I'm getting madder and madder, and I need to calm down and breathe and try to find some rational reasoning behind this. You can't find any. It's like, what's going on? This is just, really, we take care of each other. That's what we do. And if you're in France, you take care of each other. And if you're in Poland, you take care of each other. I guarantee you that the Russians are taking care of each other during crisis. But what is going on? What has the Biden administration done? I mean, they just, seriously, it's treasonous. And going back to the World Health Organization, more treason. It's not freedom. It's not democracy. So apparently we're not any of that anymore. Okay, I took a breath. I'm relaxed a little bit more now. But I'm telling you, this really does fire me up. So I'm going to have to play you some Salty Cracker. Yeah, he puts a little funny spin on this. Shows you the seriousness of this. Again, Salty Cracker. And this is going to be Joe Biden ask Pootie Poot for permission to go into the Ukraine for his clown show. Have a listen.
All defend you to your defend Ukraine, and that doesn't count the other $500 million we're announcing with you today and tomorrow. That's going to be coming your way.
No, 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 hell no, no. No, I refuse. No, no.
It's good to see Joe Biden over here continuing his Let's Make America the Laughingstock of the World tour. He is supposedly in Kiev. It's probably a green screen in the back. Who knows these days? But probably not, considering this goofball is such a dementia-riddled potato that they had to mark the pavement. Somebody had the job of going out there with a red can of spray paint, a $20 billion can of spray paint, sprayed it on the ground, and said, hey, go stand on that red mark and we'll bring you some kid-flavored ice cream. I mean, ice cream. And look, Zelensky's sitting there going, did he hit his mark? We don't get our money if he doesn't hit his mark. Yeah, you cross-dressing weirdo. He hit the mark. He's fine. All right. He can now tell the world that he's going to support democracy by giving you more of our tax-paying dollars. So infuriating. I'm so done with Ukraine. But if this wasn't embarrassing enough, if this staged photo op where, again, they need to spray paint the ground so this idiot knows where to stop, if this wasn't embarrassing enough, they blasted air raid sirens in the background to make it look like Joe Biden is a war effort president. Look at him. He doesn't have dementia. He's not a weak, feckless old man who needed a fortified election to totally legitimately win it. No, he's strong, strong, powerful. And he's over there under the threat of nuclear annihilation from an evil Hitler Russia Putin's. What? What? No, not at all, because he called Pooty Poot and he said, look, brah, is it okay if I go to the Kievs's? Is it okay if I go to Kiev and launder some money? Can I have you fill out this permission slip for me? Please, Pooty Poot. Holy balls. Holy balls. Oh, man. Fake broken water mains in the middle of the night in Atlanta stadiums where they're counting ballots have consequences, and this is one of them. You're supposed to be the leader of America, the leader of the free world. You're supposed to have big testosterone energons. You shouldn't need to call Pooty Poo. Look, bro, is it okay if I go to Kiev? Is it okay if I go to Kiev? Pooty Poo. Right. We ain't running anything if you ask for permission. I mean, we're just not. We're not. Boy, is this sending a gigantic, blaring flare signal of weakness to Iran and China and India and all these other places that are sitting there going, oof, looks like we could go kick around America and then extract from them hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars of tax chattel sweat, because that's what's going to happen. Anyway, post-millennial. Biden called Kremlin to give advance warning that he was going to Ukraine. Quote, we did notify the Russians that President Biden would be traveling to Kiev. We did some hours before his departure to de-confliction purposes. What? What? So you asked for permission. You said, hey, bro. Hey, evil Hitler Putins. Let's do a limited ceasefire so I can go check and make sure that all of the money that we're laundering through Ukraine makes it through my son so I get my 10%. Allegedly. So this is what's happening. This is what's happening right now. You might be having difficulty making ends meet. Your 401k is probably being obliterated right now. Just at the numbers level, I mean, it's definitely being obliterated with the inflation level. So that's probably going on. Get ready for gas prices to go through the roof. They're already releasing more petroleum from our strategic oil reserves to offset the fact that gas prices are increasing. You're going to see continued inflation at the grocery store. Your groceries are going to continue to cost more. The purchasing power of your dollars being pummeled. But don't worry, we're going to be paying for the pensions of all of these Ukrainians who last year at this time, every mainstream media outlet told us was a hotbed of corruption. That the most corrupt place in Europe was this hellscape over here that we're now dumping all this money into so we can pay their pay. I don't care about any of this. This is all stupid. We're all being robbed. And the quicker that this is over, the better. And I don't care how it ends at this point. But there you have it. Joe Biden continuing to make us look weak while giving away our money and then begging permission for him to be able to go and to give. Every aspect of this is Sean Penn levels of stupidity.
So what'd you think? The worst thing about this is that this is coming from a former teacher in California, and we're getting better news and better information from a guy that has a YouTube channel that makes fun of half of everything going on. But it's absolutely true. Unbelievable. Had to put that in there. Salty Cracker is awesome. You really need to watch. He explains a lot more, and he's on top of things. I'm telling you. So, along with that, let's keep this moving right along. And I believe we have something just in. Trump lets loose on Biden and the globalists. This is Forbes breaking news. Have a listen.
Joe Biden claims to support American manufacturing, but in reality, he's pushing the same pro-China globalist agenda that ripped the industrial heart out of our country. It ripped us apart. Biden and the globalists support raising taxes on American production. They support more crippling regulations killing American jobs. They support skyrocketing domestic energy costs. And they support massive anti-American multinational agreements that send our wealth and factories overseas. Very simply, the Biden agenda taxes America to build up China. China is the big beneficiary. We cannot let that happen. And just a couple of years ago, it wasn't happening. China paid to the United States hundreds of billions of dollars, and no other president got 10 cents, legitimately 10 cents from China. My agenda will tax China to build up America. The heart of my vision is a sweeping pro-American overhaul of our tax and trade policy to move from the Biden system that punishes domestic producers and rewards outsourcers to a system that rewards domestic production and taxes foreign companies and those who export American jobs. They will be rewarded and rewarded greatly, and our country will benefit. To achieve this goal, we will phase in a system of universal baseline tariffs on most foreign products. On top of this, higher tariffs will increase incrementally depending on how much individual foreign countries devalue their currency. They devalue their currency to take advantage of the United States, and they subsidize their industries or otherwise engage in trade cheating and abuse. And they do it now like never before. And we had it largely stopped, and it was going to be stopped completely within less than a year. As tariffs on foreign producers go up, taxes on American producers will go down and go down very substantially. And that means a lot of jobs coming in. Not only will this system end our gaping trade deficits, and they are massive right now, and bring back millions of American jobs, it will also bring trillions and trillions of dollars pouring into the United States Treasury from foreign countries and allow us to invest that money in American workers, American families, and American communities. This plan will be the linchpin of a new strategic national manufacturing initiative that builds on my historic success in ending NAFTA, which was a tremendous thing, a tremendous achievement. Nobody thought it could be done. And we did USMCA, U.S., Mexico, Canada, and it was an incredible thing. But we're also going to end other unfair trade deals, and we'll end them quickly. In addition, as a matter of both economic and national security, I will implement a bold series of reforms to completely eliminate dependence on China in all critical areas. We will revoke China's most favored nation trade status and adopt a four-year plan to phase out all Chinese imports of essential goods, everything from electronics to steel to pharmaceuticals. This will include strong protections to ensure China cannot circumvent restrictions by passing goods through conduit countries. Countries that don't make a product, but all of a sudden they're selling a lot of product. It comes right through China, right out of China, and right into our country. We will also adopt new rules to stop U.S. companies from pouring investments into China and to stop China from buying up America, allowing all of those investments that clearly serve American interests. We're not going to allow bad things to happen to our country anymore. And we will eliminate federal contracts for any company that outsources to China. Biden will never get the job done. He is weak on China because the corrupt Biden family has received millions and millions of dollars from entities tied to the Chinese Communist Party. Everybody knows that. They try and hide it, and the fake news doesn't want to talk about it. Biden's pro-China economic program puts America last, and it's killing our country. My cutting-edge trade agenda will revitalize our economy by once again putting America first. And by the way, we'll get along very well with China. And you know what the reason is? They'll respect us again like they did just 2 years ago. We will quickly become a manufacturing powerhouse like the world has never seen before. Thank you very much.
That's what a president should sound like. That's amazing. I wish it was 2024 already. Or I wish things would have changed back in the day. But hopefully this corruption and all this craziness comes to an end. Just to show you the reality check, I'm going to play you a quick little clip of Biden delivering a speech on inflation and the current state of the economy. And all you have to do is look around, talk to your neighbors, talk to your coworkers. It's all lies. There's more layoffs. Inflation is crazy. Gas is going back up again. In dreamland, where Biden lives, it's all rosy. We're doing awesome. Have a listen.
Economic growth is up, stronger than expert expected at 2.9%. We're growing. Jobs are the highest in America, number and the highest in American history. And wages are up, and they're growing faster than inflation. Over the past 6 months, inflation has gone down every month, and God willing, will continue to do that. Manufacturing jobs continue to go up stronger than any time in the last 40 years. Still not let anyone use the full faith and credit of the United States as a bargaining chip. The United States of America, we pay our debts. It took 200 years to accumulate that debt. And the very notion that we would default on the safest, most respected debt in the world is mind-boggling. I'm not going to get into their reckless threats and take the economy hostage in order to force an agenda that's going to only limit American workers and weaken us internationally. I won't let that happen.
I think he's actually telling us the opposite of what he's doing and what he has done. Really? Just go back. Do your research. It won't be hard. So I'm going to leave this off with Biden's shocking blunders. Just another quick 30 seconds of our fearless president. You tell me who sounded better. Was that President Trump or President Biden? Have a listen.
Mr. President, thank you.
You know, the needs of the innocent are very to live and not having the money to pay for it. Not a joke. Think about it. Think about what you'd think about.
You're going to make that all cement. You're going to use that as basis to build on because you need security. You need stability for what you have on that. And you're going to build up stories beyond. I mean, this is incredible.
This is the United States of America, for God's sake. I want to thank all of you here for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie. Are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here. I reject the use of violence and war to conquer nations or expand borders through bloodshed. This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple, and Ukraine's right to exist as a people. They're making irresponsible nuclear threats to use nuclear weapons. China is conducting an unprecedented and concerning nuclear buildup without any transparency. We're not passive witnesses to history. We are the authors of history. I appreciate very much. God bless you all.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I can't understand anything that guy says. And he's the president of the United States. At least he thinks he is. And so does all those people clapping for him. Oh my goodness. Well, for the last story, I'm going to take us back to Salty Cracker, since apparently he's the only one on the internet right now that will give us the truth. This, again, is going to show you how bad the news is manipulating what we hear and what they're trying to do. Here's Salty Cracker on, and this is the media too busy attacking Scott Adams to cover 9 kids shot at a gas station. 9 kids were shot at a gas station. We won't hear about it. It's not in their narrative, and Salty will explain.
Two males, ages 35 and 15, are now jailed, tied to last weekend's mass shooting at a Columbus, Georgia gas station. Nine people, all juveniles, were shot. Seven boys, two girls, the oldest 17, the youngest victim, a five-year-old boy. The two males who were arrested were each charged with aggravated assault. The teen was also identified by Columbus police as a, quote, validated gang member.
For the last few days, the entire left-wing media has been screaming that Scott Adams must be killed because he's a racist. They're not saying he's wrong. They're just saying he's an ardent racist and therefore he should be murdered and sacrificed upon the altar of BLM. Here's Cleveland.com, boys. They're dropping the Dilbert comic strip because the creator Scott Adams' racist rant. He's a racist, I tell you. The only people facing racisms ever known to man in this country are black people. In a completely unrelated story, by the way. Did you know? We're going on last week, almost 10 days ago, nine children were shot in a gas station. Nine children. How come nobody's heard about this story? This is an insane story. Man and 15-year-old arrested in shooting of nine children at Georgia gas station. It's definitely got to be a Donald Trump white supremacist, right? It's got to be. It's got to be. Oh, wait. No one has heard of this story. It's nine kids shot. That's a mass shooting. Where's David Hogg and his limp wrists? What would keep this story from breaking all over the place? It's perfect for the Joe Biden administration that wants to disarm everybody. You want to go after guns? Especially based off of the fifis where you can say, what about the kids? What about the kids? Nine kids were shot. They don't want to talk about this story. They don't want this reaching normies' ears. I wonder why. Two people, including a teenager, have been arrested and charged in connection with the shooting of nine kids at a gas station last week. Officers have now arrested D'Angelo Robinson Sr., 35, and a 15-year-old boy for the shootings. The teenage suspect's identity has not been released because he is a juvenile. It's an uphill battle to find any images of anybody being arrested for the shooting of nine kids. But let's all focus on Scott Adams. Let's focus on Scott. Scott Adams is a racist. Scott Adams is a racist. You know what's racist? Hiding mass shootings. Because the complexion of the person carrying out the mass shooting doesn't meet your agenda. Right? The mugshot hurts your narrative. That's racism. Blanket protection to criminals and lunatics who shoot nine kids at a gas station because you don't want to upset your own narrative that you're gaslighting and propagating across all of your outlets, that's probably racism. But let's all scream about Scott Adams. I don't even like Scott Adams. Holy balls. What an insane situation. So I've gone through 15 of these articles because I was looking for mugshots. And some of they break them down. It's like, oh yeah, 5-year-old shot, 2 13-year-old shot, a 16-year-old shot. Add them all up, man. But nine kids shot at a Georgia gas station. This happened on February 18th and nobody's hearing about it. Oh, I'm sorry. February 17th, 10 days ago, and nobody's heard about this because the left-wing media wants to scream about Scott Adams. Yeah, no, we've got lots of problems in this country, lots and lots and lots of problems. And when you add up all the race hoaxes, and when you add up all of the white people pretending to be black people, and when you add up all of the mass shootings that get covered up, because of the inconvenient complexion of the criminal carrying out this atrocity, I don't think it adds up to white supremacy. I don't think it adds up to some sort of renaissance, some sort of Nazi American renaissance. I don't think that's what's going on over here. And that's why the mainstream media press is so mad at Scott Adams. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video, support channel. If you want to be kept up to date with all of this. Raise Abedin's. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.
Thank you, Salty, for that. Did anybody else hear about those shootings? I certainly didn't. Doesn't mean anything, because I'm trying not to watch the media these days. So we don't have the power of knowledge. We don't know what's going on. We're listening to the rhetoric and all this craziness that they're throwing down our throats. You really have to stand up and start taking care of each other. That's the only way we're going to get through any of this. And with that, I want to thank you for going down the rabbit hole with me. I want you to keep looking for that elusive truth. Larry will be with us next week. God loves you, and I love you. Larry loves you, and we thank you for listening. And a quick shout out to Gigi, my love. Happy birthday. Bye-bye.